Welcome into the film room, and today, my position, defensive line. And the expectations were high for the defensive line in 14, and rightly so. Three free agents, Red Bryant, Chris Clemens, Ziggy Hood, you expect them to play better and make that defense better, and they did. They got a lot better. 31 sacks to 45, and the expectations will continue to climb, especially with the best defensive line coach in football, in my opinion, Todd Walsh. And this group played well all year long, especially with the ability to rotate and keep guys fresh. Senderek gets great push here. But the guy that makes this play, Chris Clemens, gets the sack caused fumble. And on the year, the Jaguars' defensive front led the NFL with 12 sacked forced fumbles. The other guy that played very well, Ryan Davis. He's got great positional flexibility. He can rush from inside. He can rush from outside. Here he is as a defensive tackle in the Lightning package. There's not many 6'2", 260-pound guys that can play on the inside, but he can, as you can see him getting the sack here. And the reason I say there's not many that can do this is because it gets kind of loud in there. And loud by meaning there's some big guys up front. When you're only 6'2", 260, you got to be able to fight double teams. But Ryan Davis has an uncanny athletic strength about him, as you can see when he makes this play against the Browns. But Ryan Davis can also play from the outside. When Andre Branch went down with an injury, he had to take snaps at the Leo position. Now, this left tackle, Anthony Costanzo, is a very good football player. And look at the move that he puts on him getting a sack caused fumble against Andrew Luck. Now, I'm not going to hide the fact that Ryan Davis is one of my favorite football players. He was undrafted, played at Bethune-Cookman, got 6.5 sacks, has positional versatility. Maybe my favorite player. Well, maybe not, because my favorite player, Senderek Marks. And he's my favorite player because he can do it all. Look at the quickness here, beating the cutoff block by the center on the pulling guard and getting in the back door, making a huge hit against the New York Giants. Senderek can do it with quickness, but also power. And here's the power that I'm talking about against McQuistan, the guard for the Cleveland Browns. You want to talk about jacking a guy up? That's jacking a guy up, making a tackle for a loss. Senderek, versatile. But much like Ryan Davis, he has an uncanny athletic strength about him. He's really trying to pull that guard to allow Clemens to go underneath untouched. But look at the power that he has when he knocks over this tackle and just runs him over getting the sack. Big time play. He's a big time player. Now, Senderek's got a long road ahead of him. He's got to have his ACL reconstructed, and he's got a long road of rehab. But Senderek, if there's anybody that's going to be able to do it, it's him. Remember, the guy signed a contract extension last year and then had his best year right after that.